What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another edition of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer recording on an unexpected early Monday. Well, you could say late afternoon, Monday afternoon edition of this podcast here, live. August 3rd, 2026. Your very first time listening to this show. Thank you for listening to taking time out of your Monday night to do so. Yes, this will come out tonight. Yeah, I will have this out tonight. Yes, sir. I'm not messing around because this is going down. This is going down Friday night. So no more messing around. Finally, I'm finally getting to what probably the worst kept secret, or probably the best kept secret, because I have not talked about this much. I've only told. Only a couple people. I haven't told the whole world and everybody else like that until right now. If it's your very first time listening to this podcast, sports, running, and right up porn comes across the desk in Kansas City, Missouri, Eddie Greer, a.k.a. Fast Eddie, a.k.a. EG3, a.k.a. 5K Eddie, or a.k.a. Slow Eddie for that matter. Yes, sir. Let's get right on to it because I only have 20 minutes or so before my evening gets going. But anyways, yeah, so, all right, so, remember, it seems like it happened last weekend, but anyways, remember a couple years ago, yours truly stepped out of his comfort zone? Well, he's doing it again, here, coming up, in what, since my workday ended early, what, 3 days now? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then before we know it, Friday goes down. Once again, Fast Eddie has entered the fray, going back to the KC Backyard Ultra, starting on Friday night. And this event, of course, let's remind everybody this. This event has a these start on Saturday. 3 hour, 6 hour, 12 hour. But yours truly, right back, put his name right back in that ring, baby. Going for the big dog. Yes, sir. So with a certain number in mind this time around. I'm not going to say what that is. I'm not going to. You could probably guess what it is, but I'm not going to say what it is. Honestly, I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up. And like I said, this podcast, all of a sudden, for the fall, we're going to be rocking and rolling because I don't want to overlook this weekend. But after this weekend, we got another competition that we're going to be entering to. So yeah, baby, this podcast is about to be spicy here this fall. You got Backyard Ultra. We got the KC Backyard Ultra again this weekend. Whoa, and y'all probably, why the hell did Eddie get back into this thing? Well, one, I wanted to do it again, do this event last year, but life had to take priority, dealing with other things, and yeah, I'm still dealing with those things, but now, this time around, you know, why not, right? Some things I had to eliminate to allow myself to get back in this thing, and sure enough, and this is going to, and I know there are going to be some last minute entries and whatnot. I was talking about this way before. Now, I finally signed up. What was it? Last week. I've been chit-chatting about it with other folk because I've only talked to, I know a couple people. I'm not going to shout out names right now, but a couple people from the Northern Run Club, talked to them about it and spilled the beans a little bit to a couple others. Haven't posted anything to Facebook or anything like that. But y'all gonna find out soon enough on Friday. And the same concern, just like the KC Metro Mile. I don't know what's gonna happen. The body's gonna let me know about it this weekend. That's the main concern. And this time around, unlike the first time, if there was any other difference, we'll have to find out and see what the result is this weekend. But I will have one of my good friends who does crewing, for other events. She has her own company. We're not going to mention that right now. We're going to save that for the postcast. But the difference is she will, this was actually been 2 years in the making, actually. 2 years in the making. I wanted her to do this with me last year. Of course, things for me got in the way. So couldn't do it. This is going to allow me now to do it. And honestly, yeah, I cannot, I'm a tad nervous about, a couple of things, just like the Casey Metro Miles. Like, I don't know if this thing's going to hold up, especially after that warm up. But again, Casey Metro Mile, hey, this past year spoke for itself. We're coming off of a PR off of that. And we all know when Eddie enters the 5K or on the track, you know we're going to be up front. Y'all know that. Y'all know that for sure. But this, we might got something for y'all. that the first time a couple years ago, oh my goodness, that was honestly unexpected. And we're going to find out, and I'm going to get extra rest. So I'm hoping I'm going to run again on Wednesday. I'm going to take off tomorrow and Thursday. Here's the thing. Here's what we got here, folks. I ran into this morning, felt fine, felt great, actually, honestly, with the fake quote unquote fall temps that surfaced on the back end of last week here in the Midwest. Felt good. Honestly, felt good over the weekend. Not going to run tomorrow. Not going to run Thursday. I'm going to walk those days. Going to run again on Wednesday. Probably more than likely the last run before Friday. And, of course, I got the weekend off anyway. Usually I work Sundays. But I asked for Sunday off in preparation of what. Could or might not happen. I don't know. I'm going no expectations again, but with the goal in mind. And just like the Casey Metro, I'm not going to share that until the postcast in hopes of hitting it. But the first time we participated in this, no clue what was going on. Trained for it only once, let's jump in this thing, baby. Nobody expected us to do anything, and probably the same thing here anyway. You know, hey, ain't nobody expecting me to do anything, because I ain't said nothing, and that's probably the best anyway. Until Friday, when everything kind of when shit goes down Friday, right? So I probably will do a little. I'm not gonna say shakeout because I don't like that word, me personally. I'm going to do a mini run, maybe 2-3 miles prior. Well, not beforehand, but way beforehand, because I have the day off Friday, and I'm hopeful the extra rest is going to pay off. The tapering, the aggressive taper, and the extra rest is going to pay off this weekend, because I'm coming, and I'm going to tell you this, though. Y'all, this, though. We're coming in there ready to run all weekend long, like run camp, all weekend long. Now, if things were to come up, if the body can't handle it, which is the main concern for the Casey Metro Mile. And surprisingly, I felt super amazing. I felt so amazing. I wasn't even sore. Usually, I'm sore the next day, but uncharacteristically, I was not. And I told a couple people I could have easily ran 12-15 miles next day. Easily. And, well, I did not. So there's that. But, yeah, man. Let's see here. Okay, all right. Yeah, so can you get text now? So, I wanted to come on here and get a lowdown because I've been chit-chatting about it on these podcasts and haven't recorded anything until right now. I wanted to get this in before it gets later on the week. I want to get this out. So yeah, man, yours truly, Fast Eddie, back in it, back in the ball game. I'm totally fine of being an underdog because nobody expected me to do nothing. Just like the first time, everybody's like, and then everybody, people come up, oh man, you know, it's like, and that is still the motivation. I think we got a trick up our sleeve, come this weekend. I really do. So excited, no pressure, Gonna go out there and see what can the body is gonna do. So I'm mostly worried about, I'm not worried about the miles. I mean, 2 years ago I was way up in mileage. This year, for the probably the first time since really being active in the running space, my mileage is low, and it's probably gonna stay low due to potentially, you know, sticking with the faster stuff. And we'll worry about that after this race is done, completed. This event is completed and done with, and whatever happens, right? So yeah, it's just for me, man, this idiot is getting on my nerves. But anyways, yeah, man, I'm pumped about it. I know, obviously, what my goal is. My crew person knows the goal. So we're gonna see what we can do if we can get there. Obviously, the first timer, y'all know, 75 miles. We'll see. Hey, the first goal obviously is to surpass that. Everything else, we'll see what we're at when we pass that. hey, we're just gonna have some fun here and see what we can shake here as we approach that. But yeah, am I nervous about it? The only thing nervous thing about it is, and I know adrenaline's gonna take over, so I think I'm gonna be fine. But again, you just don't know. Like the marathon, you can do all this training, you can be fit and all that, and then once race day comes along, anything can happen. And that's the most, you cannot go into anything too confident. You just gotta go in there and see what. And I think we can really shake this thing up. I really do. I'm this time around, I'm gonna lean on experience. And I'm not worried about, like I said, I'm not worried about the miles and anything else like that. We're gonna get plenty of it, hopefully, throughout the weekend here in Kansas City, Missouri, as we get set for for another shot at the KC Backyard Ultra. This is Eddie Greer. And we're doing, oh yeah, by the way, I talked about the mentioned the 3 hour, 6 hour, 12 hour events. Those start on Saturday morning. Last runner standing begins Friday. That's where yours truly comes into play. So this is going to come out really fast. So we already completed 2 work days. I'm probably going to take an extra day off. Hey, I built up enough credibility. so at work. So I'm probably going to end up taking an extra day off Thursday, not doing anything, kind of be a what we call it, couch potato, whatnot. So we're gonna step aside here real quick. We're gonna finish this episode of the EG3 podcast here in just a minute. What's up, everybody? We're back here on the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer, we are back. This podcast is back at the KC Backyard Ultra, going down Friday night here in Kansas City, Missouri, Mill Creek Park, right there in the middle of the action of the plaza. Your very first time listening to the show, thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. This will go down. I will have this up tonight. I ain't gonna mess around. So there's that. As soon as we wrap this up, go ahead, get this posted for tonight, along with my other episode on the Purple Project podcast, all from Kansas Sports, Kansas State Sports. We're gonna have activity over there very shortly over there. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, we're gonna have activity down here on Friday night. And for those of you who don't know, the Last Runner Standing is, so this event, basically, what is it, 4.16. So at the top of the hour, you have to be ready to rock and roll. 4 miles, you have to run pretty much 4.16 miles every hour. And you have to finish that within the hour. If not, obviously you're out. And if you're feeling not so well as the event goes on, you have to be in a corral near the top of the hour. It's like 2 or 3 minutes, something like that. They'll remind us, something like that. But look, but hey, you have to be in the corral. Once you finish up with those 4.16 miles, whatever time you have left within the hour to rest, kind of grab something to eat, hydrate, whatever, heal, whatever that is. I think I'm going to be doing a lot of that. Oh, my goodness. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Hey, I got nothing to lose at this point. We got everything to gain. Everything to gain, boy. I tell you. But like that's the first time. So I think people are a little sleep. On your truly. I'm fired up. I'm still fired up from the PR we put down in the KC Metro Mile. So we're coming off of, that's our first race actually since then. If you want to count that or not, I don't know. So but yeah, man, I couldn't be excited. Yeah, like I said, this fall we're gonna be back, be a little bit more active in the racing game. I couldn't be more excited. I've been kind of caught up in this marathon training and whatnot, you know, training for marathons, you know, and you know what? We got to get back to our strength. I know, this is definitely, yes, this is way different than a mile and 5K, but this is, again, going right out of my comfort zone again, but I think we've been working on this thing for a while, and for whatever reason, and I'll explain more of this in the postcast, I'm susceptible to loops. My first marathon was a loop. My first 50K was a loop. First ultra past 50K was loops. This was this event, which had everything. Ooh, had everything, including a car chase. What's gonna happen? What that spill on the course? What's gonna happen on Friday night, overnight? And obviously, I think everybody's gonna try to run overnight. I think, honestly, to me, that's the best part. Now, somebody told me it's going to be hot. No, duh. Seriously? You're talking to somebody that's from the South. Are you kidding me? You're talking to somebody that is prone to, that loves the heat. Now, I might not be saying that deep into this thing, hopefully, on Saturday, but... You know, we're just gonna have to see how all shakes down. So I'm gonna have the difference is, I'll have my crew, the one lady band. I'm excited. My dear friend is going to crew this event, and she's actually just coming off of crewing some boating event. Sorry, I can't remember what it is. I don't have my notes in front of me right now. But she's come off of that. I know she's trained for Berlin. Sorry, I'm taking away. Wait, you're training for a little bit. But she's all in. She's game. I think where I'm at is, I think everybody's going to try to run. Now, I told somebody this the other day. The real race is going to start sunrise on Saturday. Now, you're going to have a little bit of people drop out. Here and there, they're gonna get to where they need to go. Now, people have goals. Obviously, I said I have a goal. I'm not gonna share that. I'm not gonna share that right now. I know it. My crew person knows it. A couple of people from Northland Run Club know it. None of y'all don't know it. So better keep that in house until afterwards, right? We'll have postcast of this, right? So, but I couldn't be more excited. I have nothing to lose. I think we're gonna shake things up again. And this time, we'll see what happens for sure. But yeah, we're going in there. I'm loose. Loose might be too loose of a word, but we're going loose, pumped up, confident. We'll see what happens. And I'm probably a pretty good reader who's going to be the competition. So that's why I'm not worried about Friday night. Yeah, the goal. I think the goal. Now I'm speaking this out loud. I think the goal for right now is get to Saturday morning. That is the goal. That's the goal. Right. That's the goal in itself. Get to Saturday morning. Sunrise about. It's beginning sunrise a little later. Sunrise about 7 a.m. About there. Yeah. So if I can get to Saturday. I think we're gonna be cooking Crisco now. Again, it's gonna be depending on how goes off how I feel. In that, but I thought I was 2 years ago. I was just cruising. I was rolling, I was rolling, boy. I was rolling, cruising in my own lane. And I think I got, I've already, you can say I got a strategy, maybe do the same thing. Everybody's going to be on a different strategy. You just got to stay on your own strategy. You can't, I mean, you can duplicate strategy, but I'm on my own strategy. So, and given the fact that, you know, a little nervous about how the body's going to feel and all that, I'm on my own strategy. So, we'll see. But, yeah, those overnight hours, well, I just felt in a rhythm that, okay, if it's finished around this time frame, just enough that this is the rest that you need. And even early, even five, ten minutes is plenty, is enough. But we're just going to see how it's also going to shake down, because I don't know who else. And I have a feeling a couple of people going to show up there. I'm going to keep that in-house as well. Well, because I know we got listeners on this podcast, so we're going to keep that in the EG3 house. But yeah, I couldn't be more excited. Again, probably the worst kept secret, or the stunning secret, is out. Fast Eddie's invading Ultra World again. The KC Backyard Ultra 2026 Part 2. Well, you can say 2024, our first adventure. And Part 2, Backyard Ultra, loading. So there's that. And I will name somebody to give half the blame. When I mentioned I trained for this event for only like one day, Angela, my KC Smoke teammate, shout out Angela. I played for this, we're out there. That training run was in Mission, and we're out there. We came up with a 4-mile loop of our own. It was hilly and all that, so that was more than I've done more loops since then. Not knowing that I was going to do it again, maybe not kind of one toe in, one foot in, one foot out. So, and then that's six, we were out there till like 12 or 1 o'clock or something like that. And I'm like, okay, I'm in this deal. So, I basically crewed myself. Now, I had a little help a couple years ago, but I basically just said, you know what, crew myself, didn't have nothing. Now, again, shout out Shane. He helped out. So he was partially the crew. I didn't know at that point they didn't allow any pacers in the course. My bad. Now I know that. But obviously I paced myself. I know how slow to go. Or what's to say a comfortable pace to go. Anything. So again, it's a strategy. What's intriguing, the strategy and whatnot, and these things. So this is the wild card in all this is me. and the number one wild card is the body. How is it going to hold up and all that with other races looming? I am going to keep that in mind. But I want this other goal badly. Given, I know I have the endurance. I know I can run slow. I know I have the endurance. I know I got the mileage. Again, the mileage total-wise is low. And it has been in the last 3-4 years due to small irritating injury. Nothing too big somehow. Thank the Lord for that. But this is going to test it. This is going to test it for sure. So I know what looms in the future, but right now I'm just trying to stay in the moment right now, and we'll see what happens. I don't think honestly anybody expect me to do nothing again. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I really think that we can. I think we get to Saturday morning. I think that's an underlooked goal. I think we get to Saturday morning. Still feeling okay. Still feeling good. Ooh. Last year. Now at this point last year, This is the EG3 podcast here for a few minutes. Oh, damn. Better wrap this up here. And then get this all edited out. But yeah, man. So I can sit here easily and talk another 30 minutes, but I think this is perfect. We'll obviously have the postcast, and obviously, I have mentioned other races. We'll have postcasts after Eddie's races and all that. NASCAR, Braves making moves, Dodgers, again, getting the best player in it. Oh, I can go with that. And then, of course, rivalries in NASCAR. Is it a rivalry? Oh, we got a lot of good, great content. Baker Mayfield pissed off. Oh, we got a lot of content coming up, but I think this I'm going to have an episode come out Friday while Eddie begins the journey in the backyard. So I'll have an episode ready to rock and roll Friday while that is going. Well, I should say that is starting. So there's that as well. So, hey, you want to be a part of the action this fall? Could not be more excited. Definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast, the EG3 podcast. Get it. Wherever you get your listen to your favorite podcast, we are free to bibble weekly, folks. I couldn't be more excited. We finally, you know, I've been kind of MIA in the racing space, but it's about to pick up over here. It starts right now, so I couldn't be more excited. Having another opportunity at this. We'll see what part two has in store for me this time around. I couldn't be more excited, but I think I will tell you this. We can get through the overnight and all that. There's no telling what could happen on Saturday. But yeah, this the last runner standing, obviously, it speaks for itself. You got to be the last runner standing to win this thing. That's just cut and dry. Nothing complicated about it. That's what Fast Eddie is doing. Now it's going to be changing slowly this weekend, but after that, the real fun begins. But well, I think the fun's already starting. So there's that. I'm looking forward to it. Everything else like that. Hey y'all. Let's see if we can shake things up again. I think I'm going there a lot of confidence, and just like the KC Metro Mile, a lot of confidence. We'll see what the card waits for us this weekend. I'll be hopefully occupied this weekend with all that, and of course we'll have the postcast. Others event at some point next week. We'll see how the schedule sets up and all of that. But we're gonna put a pin on this right now because already almost 5:30. Gotta get rolling. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we have made it across the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, pumped up for the rest of summer and for the fall coming up, beginning right now. This weekend, the Kansas City Backyard Ultra 2026 KC Backyard Part 2. Eddie Greer, let's see what you can do. Let's see what you can do. We're out of here. Thank you so much again. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of this podcast. We out.